contacted 17 councillors and 4 TDs, and I asked them to try and help us to resolve this issue, or to even try and have a meeting to try and resolve this issue as it is going on with the families in Connaughton Road. And when I say 17, I mean 17 councillors and 4 TDs, I've had a response back from 2 councillors. Now, considering that we're in the middle of a housing crisis, accommodation crisis, the situation as it is in the middle of Sligo town, where are people at if in the middle of an election and they're supposedly wanting to help A, B, C and D, but yet 2 people get back. One of them says, get in contact with the chairperson of the county council to organise a meeting, when he was already CC'd in on the email and nobody has bothered to respond. Well, unfortunately, I have to say I'm not surprised, because we tried this before. We tried to organise a meeting, a public meeting, to try and resolve this very same issue 12 months ago, and the councillors didn't respond either. And this, unfortunately, is the case. Maybe if another group contacted them, there may be a better joy. But when it's a traveller group or people trying to represent the travelling community, they're not, travellers are not as important.
In any way, would you link the recent controversy that surrounded remarks made by the presidential candidate at the time, Peter Casey, and his remarks on travellers, that there seems to be now almost a school of thought among politicians that maybe it's more in their interest to be seen as non-helpful towards travellers?
I would have actually been thinking that, and I've said that to numerous people that I've come in contact with, that one or two in particular councillors, one that stands out, put bells on, would actually be taking the Peter Casey attitude and hoping that this will help him to get elected. Because it's done a lot for Peter Casey. He got an awful lot more votes than what he was expecting to get, and that kind of says the sentiment of what's going on.